Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. And this episode's topic is kind of a departure from what we normally do. We are talking about blogs today. And we're not specifically talking about our blogs, although we will say that if you aren't reading them, you probably should be. But what we wanted to do was compile a list of business-oriented blogs that we like that you probably aren't already reading. Now, everybody I know is completely short on time. It's super hard to put aside 5 or 10 minutes every day even to catch up on what I like to refer to as inspired reading, even though it seems to be really simple to sit down and binge watch the entire season of Westworld in one weekend now, doesn't it?
So if your business is not familiar with us, we're mobilewalletmarketer.com, and we are a mobile advertising and engagement platform designed for small to mid-sized businesses. It enables communication with prospects directly through Apple Wallet and Android Wallets by using those apps to deliver your message to your customers and prospects. So that's right, there's no app needed, no tech stuff, nothing like that to worry about.
Now, we're not really going to talk about our business today. We do have one feature that we do every single time. And if you're a new listener, this is really designed for you. If you're a regular, steady listener, you can skip ahead for the 2 minutes. And Hazel's going to give you a really brief rundown about how mobile wallet marketing actually works.
So what mobile wallet marketing is a direct access marketing and communications tool with customers using their mobile phones. These are mobile wallet passes that sit in a mobile wallet app. If you're on the iPhone, it would be on your Apple Wallet. If you're with Android, it will be a third-party pass app. And these passes have a front and a back to them. The front of the pass would have a logo of your business name, of course, and a headline or a tagline that you want your customers to see right away. The back of the pass, there's call to action links for people to call you right away in one tap, to email you in one tap. If you have a location, you could go directly to your map app. There's also share features. You can go right to your social media profile pages. If you have any other type of marketing that you're doing, let's say a podcast or video, you can have links directly to those as well, all in one tap. And of course, to your blog, just again, with one tap, just like we do with Mobile Wallet Marketer.
Okay, so that's enough about our business today. What we really want to give you is exactly what we tell you to give your customers, and that is a value add. So what we're going to do today is we're going to take a time out and we're going to talk to you about some business blogs that we like. And these are ones that we consider super helpful in learning how to better and more efficiently market your business, no matter what kind of campaigns you're running, whether it's social or search or radio or TV, whatever.
Yeah, if you check out a lot of our blogs, you know that there are a few must reads according to other lists you might find. Most of those lists are just based on what more traffic because they're smarter or getting visitors or email addresses and doesn't really reflect what's going on with the small or medium-sized businesses that run by real people. This is not going to be the usual Kissmetrics or Moz or HubSpot or
Seth Godin
or any of those staples. This is a real list. And we're not going to mention our blogs, but I will right now. AtlasRewards.net, DominoResearch.com, and MobileWalletMarketer.com all have blogs, so just remember that.
Yeah, we think we have great content, but, you know, our stuff is always about how to use mobile. And a lot of these other blogs, actually all the other blogs that we're going to talk to you about today, don't really have a mobile-centric cast to them. You may or may not have heard of any of these. Some of them you may have seen in passing and not realize that you actually want to check them out. Some of them do have a lot of traffic and readers, and some of them probably not so much, but it's good information. So where do you want to start, Hazel?
We'll start with our favorite, and that's with Buffer, Kevin from Buffer. Buffer.com. He is always getting into something amazing of what's going on. Whether you're a Buffer customer or not, it's impossible not to get something from their blog. He has various topics, includes a lot more than just using the schedule or to promote social content. So it's not a big advertisement for the their platform at all. And we use and love.
Yeah, so there's the disclaimer. We are Buffer customers. We use them. We love them. Kevin's blog is not always about how to use Buffer. He does a lot of stuff that has some research that they're privy to with some of the various clients that they have, and they have a huge client list. So they see so many posts that go through on social, so many scheduled posts, so many A/B tested posts. If you're looking for ideas about how to make your social marketing better, definitely I would say Buffer. And another one is the quicksprout.com blog, which is quicksprout.com/blog. Neil Patel, I don't know if you're familiar with him. He started Crazy Egg and a bunch of other companies. He's a super, super smart guy. He writes the blog at Quicksprout, and they're another, not exactly like Buffer, but they're also a super involved company in content marketing, social marketing using content, SEO marketing using content. Two of Neil's latest blog posts, one of them was about how you could dominate any keyword in SEO results. That was a really good one. And one that he did not too long ago was about cognitive bias and how cognitive bias causes us to create campaigns and to not necessarily want to look directly at campaign results because we are expecting a result. And when we don't necessarily get the result that we expected, sometimes we go and we look for other things to reinforce our idea instead of looking at the cold hard numbers and realizing that maybe our campaign is a failure. This is something that we all kind of fall prey to. And those two right there, especially the cognitive bias one. I mean, we do not use any of Neil Patel's products, not because they're bad. We happen to use Mouseflow instead of Crazy Egg for a heat mapping because we like their dashboard better. But you certainly would be doing yourself a disservice if you don't go and check out the Quicksprout blog.
Yeah, and if I don't know if many people have heard of Ryan Holiday. It's ryanholiday.net. He has a great average business blog. He's just a guy who likes to talk about stuff.
He's crazy, though. He has done some absolutely crazy, off-the-wall, amazing things to get market share and to get noticed and stuff like that. I mean, he's like the Joe Rogan of marketing or the who is that guy from that Steve-O guy?
Oh, okay, Steve-O.
Yeah, you know, he's kind of crazy, but he writes in a style, you know, he also writes for Observer.com. But when you go to his personal blog at ryanholiday.net, he's writing about completely off the wall things. You know, like he has a reading list that he publishes, then, and it's kind of like, these are the books that I'm reading. This is what I took away from them. He's pretty straightforward about his opinions, if you know what I'm saying. This is probably not something that you want to sit and read out loud when your kids are around. Some of his blog entries are kind of harsh, but yeah, and we have zero affiliation with him other than the fact that he truly is an insightful marketer, and he tends to look at things outside of the box and sort of from a different angle than most.
Yeah, he's quite entertaining. And the next is great if you are building your email list. It's using MailChimp, the blog on MailChimp. It's blog.mailchimp.com. Again, whether or not you're a MailChimp user, if you're you're sending a broadcast email, you should definitely touch base how every now and then on MailChimp. They don't update every day. It's more like once every week, once every
2 weeks. Yeah, it's once every week, 10 days. They don't really have a set schedule.
Yeah, and they're blogs that that are great. Anyone can digest them. Some of the topics are accessibility and email marketing campaigns, how to manage your A/B testing in your emails. So if you're sending from AWeber or Emily or et cetera, you can get some tips and tricks from the gang over at MailChimp. And just to be clear, we do use them.
We do. We use MailChimp. But, you know, their blog has things that are applicable no matter what email service provider you're using to send out your newsletters or your mailers or, you know, whether you're Constant Contact or Emily or whoever you're using. It doesn't make any difference. They have some really, really good stuff that's specific to how to send better email and get better results from your emails. Now, this one is probably not one that you've heard of. It's the last one on our list for today, and it is called AskAaronLee.com. Now, I first ran across it. I'm not even sure where I first saw it, but the funny thing about this is I have an actual friend in the San Francisco area whose name is Aaron Lee. Mm-hmm. And I was flipping through something and I was like, AskAaronLee.com? What the heck is that? Aaron has a blog and he didn't even tell me about it, but it's not the same Aaron Lee. This Aaron Lee is a super smart Malaysian kid who has such an amazing understanding of how to make social media work. And it's not just social media. I mean, this kid is... he's really a hustler, and I mean that in a very complimentary way. Yeah. He's out talking about how you can make some money, how you can do this, how you can do that, how you can use what you already have to generate revenue or generate income. You know, it's crazy things. Like one of his entries that I was looking at not too long ago was about how to turn your spare room into like an Airbnb room. And how to basically set it up, market it, you know, to get the most that you could out of it. He's got all kinds of stuff about like web storefront design. He's got a really, really good article. If you haven't updated your web storefront recently, you probably want to march right on over there and take a look at it, because he breaks it down point by point. He's got images and examples, and it's all very, very well laid out. Kind of along the same lines as the Ryan Holiday blog that we were talking about. He's different, but
a little awful.
Yeah, I mean, he's really good. You should absolutely check it out. Let us know what you think about it. Cause like you say, it's not your average everyday, just HubSpot or Marketo or whatever, do this digital marketer or whatever. It's not that at all. All of these are much more sort of personalized, much more designed to actually help you as opposed to sell you a product that is being pushed by the author of the blog. So just to review,
these are our blogs that we recommend. AskAaronLee.com from MailChimp. It's blog.mailchimp.com. Ryan Holiday's blog is ryanholiday.net. And Neil is quicksprout.com/blog. And let's not forget about Kevin from buffer.com. And of course, if you're going to go through the list, go through our sites as well. We have some fantastic blogs going from mobilewalletmarketer.com to dominoresearch.com, which is how you're listening to our podcast right now. So read our blogs along with our podcasts. And we have atlasrewards.net.
Super cool.
So check those out. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening.